Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Brenna Woods, and I am the president of this congregation. And I'm here to talk to you this morning about being welcoming. Now, I know this is starting out a little bit like a fourth grade book report, but I want you to imagine for me for just a moment your first time coming into this church, just for a minute. Now, I know some of you are thinking, I can't actually even remember what I was doing last week. And some of you are sitting here saying, I remember it just like it was yesterday. So just for a minute, think about it. When I think of my first time here, I think back 8 years ago. I sent Sherry Woolsey an email asking her who I should reach out to if I wanted to join our choir. She put me in contact with Jed, where I sheepishly asked him about an audition process. And he told me that all were welcome to join the choir and that I could attend rehearsal on Wednesday evening, and I was to meet him in the chapel at 7:30 and park in the Grove Street parking lot. Now, being a millennial, I thought to myself, excellent! I have absolutely all of the information that I need in order to get to where I need to be exactly at 7:30. I need zero information. I have nothing else that I need at all. No, that was not what happened. I had just moved here from Arizona, and my Maps app on my iPhone was failing me miserably because it was not taking into consideration the amount of one-way streets and tiny roads and limited parking that it would take for me to actually get here on time. However, I persisted in getting here because I had a goal. I wanted to sing. But I think to myself, what if I wasn't as motivated? What if my goal was not as clear? What if I had mustered up all of my courage to enter into a new space, surrounded by all new people, sharing a vulnerable piece of myself in a church, no less, after having negative experiences in other churches, and now I can't even get in? What if I had taken this as a sign to maybe go back a different day? Or not at all? Fast forward a few years, and I'm telling my dad about this really cool new church that I've recently joined. But before I get into this story, I want to note one thing. And I had a really difficult time writing this because I had a hard time differentiating between accessibility and welcoming. Now, the reason I struggled was because they're pretty closely related, aren't they? For those of you who don't know, my father had a kind of freak accident occur when he was 49 years old, leaving him as a quadriplegic. Anyways, I told my dad about this church, and he was really excited for me. I told him I was singing again and that the people on the music team were even asking me to sing solos that matched the sermons, and it just felt so good to be welcomed into this loving church community. He asked me if there would ever be a day that he could come and listen. He wanted to see me sing and listen to the sermons, and maybe it was something he could try and start coming to regularly, whether it be ours or maybe somewhere closer to him. So the morning comes where I go and get him, and I realize the only entrance he can go through is that Grove Street lot. I wanted to make sure to drive him around the front, though. The front of the building is just so beautiful. Don't you agree? Too bad he can't go in it. Being that my dad was in a wheelchair with no mobility, I had to get him in and out of his chair from the car. And I'm not sure if any of you realize that there is a slight hill in our parking lot, that there's a pretty big steep incline on Grove Street. And when you're lifting 180 pounds on that incline, it can make for a kind of scary transfer. Finally, we get to the door. He doesn't fit. I can't get him in the door. The bars in the door are too close together for the wheelchair that he had, and he was mortified. He wanted to leave. He didn't want anyone to have to help him. Now, this man has already faced so much. He's had to ask for so much help, given his kind of freak accident, and he constantly felt like a burden. I had preached on how welcoming we were being, and I couldn't get him in the building. without making him feel less than. Whether anyone else saw it that way, he did. And that is what stuck with me. I was embarrassed. Regardless, we entered the service a little bit late. 3 to 4 people helped me lift him. We folded up the wheelchair, we got the chair inside, then him back in it, and then into the sanctuary. And he got to see me sing for the first time in about 15 years. He heard the service that Allison gave, and he said it was really quite moving. I asked him when I could bring him back, and he said, oh, no, that's okay. No, it's okay. I don't want to burden anyone like that again. It was too tricky to get inside. Maybe I'll find a different one. One that's not, like, super hard to get into. It's not a big deal. Don't worry about it. He didn't go anymore. He didn't go to any church. When a place makes you feel like you are the problem, that's not welcoming. And I know that's not who we are. But it was kind of hard to argue on that day. Here we are back to today, though. My growing family has been welcomed into this space even further by having a family space for my son to run around in and be his free self. I'm sure you've seen a tiny blonde child nearly knocking you over at some point during this service. Apologies also. I can't speak for other families with young kids, but I'm not sure if you know what that means to Jess and I. It meant that this church saw our needs and adapted to it. Adapted to us. Our church community did not expect us to adapt to this building as a result of our lives changing. This is what makes us feel welcomed each week. Completing this capital campaign will let us live our values in ways that we can most easily see. It will be easy for someone to find their way into a new building. A growing family who had space made for them will tangibly feel that welcome. Someone who usually experiences physical barriers in old buildings will be free to enter and move like everyone else. This is welcoming. This project allows us to remove challenges that keep us from being welcoming. I continue to give to this congregation in all ways that I can, because I see this community as actively trying to live up to our promise of being welcoming. I want to be a part of that, and I want Simon to see that he can be a part of it as he grows. And I recognize that some of the changes in years to come may sit differently with me and my family as I move through this life and as we move through this life. But I do trust that this church will be welcoming to us in all of the ways that it can, in every step of the way. Thank you.